With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Sam's Club members get a one-of-a-kind savings book with more than $4,000 in exclusive offers. You'll find instant savings on your favorite trusted brands, like $2 off Nutella, $3.50 off Chinette plates, and $2.50 off Gatorade. Hurry into your local club or go to samsclub.com to check out the full selection of these limited-time instant savings offers. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
You're driving a high-performance car, but you're still wearing your indoor eyeglasses in the glare of the sun?
Honey, the stop sign!
Next time, experience Xperio UV, superior polarized sunglasses, and experience the difference. They eliminate 100% of blinding reflective glare and offer ESPF 50+, the maximum UV protection available. Ask your eye care professional about Xperio UV, superior polarized sunglasses, in your prescription. For the best vision under the sun.
I want it dead or alive! I'm Dee Snider, and this is your Daily House of Haircut.
Just a trim, don't buzz me, all right?
This weekend, we celebrated the birthday of Richie Sambora of Bon Jovi fame. Let's see what trivia my lovely ladies could dig up on the New Jersey native. 1. Sambora left Bon Jovi supposedly because he needed a break. There has been speculation that the resignation was really due to a fallout over finances. So far, there has not been an announced reconciliation, but Sambora has kept quite busy touring solo and also appeared last month on stage with Billy Joel during his encores at Madison Square Garden. He's also recently been working with Dolly Parton. Clearly, Richie's a boom man, like myself. 2. Currently, Sambora is dating Australian guitarist Orientia, who he has also toured with. Orientia is famously known for being a female, Michael Jackson's last guitarist, and currently Alice Cooper's. That's nice. And 3, last year, Sambora's business partner Nikki Lund filed charges against him, claiming he had threatened her life. In May, all charges were dropped, and it was chalked up to a misunderstanding. Sure, when Richie said, "I'm gonna kill you, bitch," he meant it figuratively, not literally. It's an honest mistake. Here's Richie with one of the biggest songs he co-wrote with Jon Bon Jovi, and without the help of any other professional songwriters. Very impressive. It's Wanted Dead or Alive on your Daily House of Haircut.
It's all the same.
with Richie Sambora and Bon Jovi with Wanted DOA on your daily House of Hair cut. For tour dates and all your old school rock needs, go to HouseofHairOnline.com. I'm Dee Snider. If it ain't metal, it's crap. See you tomorrow.